We're doing brachot. We're up to the top of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan quoted in the name of Rabbi Yosi. You guys have the place. Rabbi Yochanan quoted in the name of Rabbi Yosi. Yeah. And some have the version here, Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. Minayin shakadosh baruch hu mitpalel, how do we know that Hashem daven shneimar? Because the verse says in Isaiah and the Navi Yeshayah, v'aviyotim el har kodshi v'simachtim bevet tefilati, I will still bring them to my holy mountain, I will still make them happy in my house of my prayer. Tefilatam lo nemar, it doesn't say in the house of their prayer, ela tefilati, the house of my prayer. Mikan shakadosh baruch hu mitpalel, from here you see that God prays. God prays? Hey, Judaism, God's praying? Who's God praying to? What does that mean, God's praying? My matzli. So what's God saying? What is God praying? Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav. So Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, Yei Ratzon Milfanai, may it be my will, Sheichbeshu Rachamai Et Kasi, that my mercy will overtake my anger, Veigolu Rachamai Al Midotai, and my mercy will overtake my other traits, Veitnehegim Banai Bemidat Rachamim, and I will deal with my children with the trait of mercy. And I will do for them beyond the call of duty. So, the simple understanding here doesn't seem to make sense. God, if you want to do it, do it. What does it mean? God's praying to himself. So obviously, the word tefillah is not what we think it is. Meaning, we think tefillah is about request. And if you think about the word tefillah, the root of the word tefillah is lefalil. And nifalel is to clarify, to bring to light. And if tefillah is about bringing something to light, then tefillah is a process of clarification. It's a clarification of what we want, and maybe a clarification of bringing the light out from within the clouds. And maybe there's much more to be said, but we're short on time. There's a lot to be said on this Gemara. Tani Amar Bishmael ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, Pam achat nichnasti laktir ktot lifnai v'lifnim. I once went into the Holy of Holies. He was a Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. I once went in to bring the offering of Yom Kippur in the Holy of Holies. V'reiti akatrikel ka'ashen tzvakot yushev ha'kisera menisa. And I saw this vision of this angel that's a representation of God sitting over there in the Holy of Holies. And he said to me, Yishmael b'ni barcheini. He said to me, Yishmael, my son, bless me. Amalti lo, okay, God just asked him for a blessing. What's he supposed to say? Yei ratzon milfanecha, may it be the will before you, shichbeshu achmecha tkascha, your mercy should conquer your anger. Ve'egolu rachamecha al midotecha, and your mercy should overcome your other traits. V'titneng banecha b'midat rachamim, you should deal with your children with the trait of mercy. V'titkanes nehem lifni mishuat adin. And you should go with them beyond the call of duty. And he nodded his head to me. So it's as though he accepted my prayer and said amen. So 1 second. A minute ago we said it was a prayer. Now we're saying it's a blessing. Which one is it? Prayer, a blessing? Can they be both? Prayers do have baruch at Hashem. They do have terminology of blessing. Okay, so obviously all of this needs work. How could he see an angel? Okay, Maika Mashmalan, so what's all of this teaching us? Why would Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha tell us all of this? Why do we need to know this? To tell us that even a simpleton like Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, his blessing has some weight. God tells him, do me a favor, I want your blessing. So here we see that this blessing is not like any other blessing. How so? When do we say, we saw it in Gemara and Megillah. Meaning, if I tell you, you should have money, you should have happiness, you should be zoche to finish the shas within the next year. That's the type of blessing that we say, lotei birkat idiot kala beinecha, right? And here we're saying that that's the type of blessing that he gave God. How can you put the dots together and figure out how this blessing is like God's prayer about himself? Think about it. We'll meet Bezachem tomorrow night.